I'm Katie Gilkey with today's Farm and Ranch Report. Earlier this week, USDA released the requirements for exporting U.S. beef to China. Some that are rather stringent in regards to production, including testing for residues from synthetic hormones and beta agonists. U.S. Meat Export Federation Senior Vice President for Trade Access, Thad Lively, says that in the beginning, trade volume will likely be slow, but will grow over time.
A number of areas of the agreement, frankly, turned out a lot better than many of us thought they would, even just several months ago. And that's something that we all owe the folks at USDA and the U.S. government more broadly a big thank you for. We have access to the Chinese market under better terms than any other beef exporting country. We're going to have access for far more of the carcass than any of our competitors. That's a big win for all of us. And we will have access for chilled beef. And this is going to be critically important because the customers we're looking at, especially early on, are going to be high-end food service and retail customers in China, and they're going to be looking for chilled beef. And of course, U.S. beef is going to be positioned in that market at the very top of the market, highest quality product available. And to the extent that we are able to ship chilled, that always helps in terms of establishing our reputation for quality and for having the freshest imported beef in the market.
That's today's Farm and Ranch Report.
I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information Network of the West.